5 Amherst work session to order. So, Tracy, I believe this is yours and Ms. McGuffin's show. So, please go ahead.
So, this is budget as I presented it. You have the spreadsheets in front of you for each fund and additional information along with the slideshow, because I'm not sure why it's shrinking so bad. The full budget highlights are the total budget is roughly over $5 million. Personnel costs are down roughly $103,000 from last year, and that's the result of cutting two maintenance positions. With Mr. Thompson and Mr. Prophet retiring, we have not brought anybody on. Well, Landon Orr will be taking a full-time position, but we're not filling those positions. We also had a, quote, landscape and general maintenance position in the budget. That is not going to be filled. We had trouble filling that with anybody that wanted to do it, so I just cut that from the budget. We also are down on personnel costs because of everybody retiring and those with more experience leaving. It's cut our personnel costs with newer employees and younger employees coming into the workforce, so we're not paying them as much. The budget does include a possible utilization of a seasonal worker for maintenance just for grass cutting. Right now, we've been looking at how maintenance is going, and we're going to see how everything goes this summer. Mr. Smith is supposed to be tracking personnel costs associated with cutting grass if we can't get the inmate workforce to help. And we're going to see how that goes this year, and maybe next year we might do something different. Health insurance costs have went up 12%. That's over $230,000 of our personnel budget. Some other options that I'll lay out to y'all, and then I'm going to show you what those options would look like. Currently, we offer our employees the Cadillac plan. It's a $100 deductible plan, and that's what they get for being employed with the town at full employee cost. We can change our plan and what we offer employees. We could go up to either the $250 plan, which is a $250 deductible plan, or a $500 deductible plan. By going up one step to the $250 plan, we would save an additional $22,000 a year. And if we went to the $500 plan, we would save an additional $40,000 a year. I want to show you this, though. These two spreadsheets, several years ago, there was a question throughout the finance network on what localities paid for their employees' health insurance. I want to show you where we stood then, and even with the increase in cost, we still stand there now. Several years ago, compared to other localities, we contributed less than other localities for employee plus one and family. We are currently only contributed 37% for the higher plan and 47% for family for the 1,000 plan. So we are actually are not meeting statewide contributions for other localities and what we're contributing to health insurance. If we went to another plan, it would stay along the same lines. We would be falling below what other localities contribute for employee plus one and employee family. I know that health insurance costs are going up. When I first looked at this, I would have recommended changing our plan. But after seeing this spreadsheet again, and I even thought about recommending to y'all to make new employees contribute to their health insurance. And then, because a lot of localities will contribute 95%, as you can see from the spreadsheet, to employee only. And then they'll contribute a little bit more to employee plus one, and then a little bit more to family. But by doing that, you're messing with the budget a little bit, I think, because you don't know what the employee's going to pick, and you can't budget properly if you don't know what plan the employee's going to go with. By doing what y'all are doing now, it's easy to budget. You know exactly what every employee gets, and you can roll. But this is just other options if y'all want to look at it, because health insurance is going up, and it is going to be a big cost.
So your suggestion is we stay with what we got and hold tight?
It's an easy budget solution. I mean, considering that we are falling below what other localities in the state are given for employee plus one and family, after looking at it more, I would stay where you're at. I know it's a big cost, but those are your other options. Just, you know, like I said, we can switch plans. We can get employees to contribute to their own plan if that's what you choose. And there was even a subject started in the finance group this year of localities starting to contribute to an employee who doesn't want to come onto your insurance. And that was honestly all over the board, from $125 a month to Town of Farmville was contributing $8,000 a year, which I thought was a little outrageous if you didn't join their plan. So they were just outright giving you money to fall into your spouse's plan or something like that. But that was all over the board, like I said, from $125 a month to the $8,000 a year that the Town of Farmville was doing. So I'm not sure. We could look at that as well. Those are plenty of options, and you can let me know what you want me to look at, and I can give you more information.
My thought is to hold what you got.
Yeah, that's kind of my thought.
We
got to be steady, we know what it is.
This current budget includes a pay increase of 4.8% for employees. That's 2.8 on the CPI as of December 24. Cost of living increase was 2.8 for the year. And a 2% step if they had a performance evaluation that was satisfactory. Once again, in the finance network across the state, it seems to be across the board that a lot of localities are just falling at the 3% break-even point. Currently, the budget does include the 4.8, but if you wanted me to look at the 3% increase versus what we normally have been doing, that would save an additional $39,000. This budget also does not include any funding of the capital improvements plan, which y'all have in your spreadsheet packet. It's the capital improvement plan that went before the planning commission, but no funding is recommended for that right now. So that is the big budget highlight. Any questions so far? All right, general fund. General fund revenues are up for business license revenues as well as investment revenues with interest and use of money in investment accounts. Changes in the budget this year include funding. Ms. McGuffin requested funding for adding zoning and future land features to the county GIS system and her leadership training that she's discussed with y'all. The police budget includes the funding of the K-9 program, and I've asked Chief Watts and Hash to be here to answer any questions that y'all have related to the police fund. But like I said, we do recommend defunding the K-9 program, and they are requesting purchase of new weapons and ammunition. Defunding the K-9 program saves the police approximately $20,000 a year. That includes the cost of training, the cost of vets, and cost of food, as well as Officer Rose's time and training himself and away from the job. They also, so in exchange for the K-9 program, in addition to the weapons, they're asking for about $20,000 extra in their budget. The weapons and ammunition would cost about $40,000 in total, but with the change, it's about a $20,000 increase, which actually is not an increase at all, considering their personnel costs have come down from last year as well. They also need a new CAD server, which they could probably explain better than I can. That's actually in our IT budget, but their current one is 12 years old. So they know that that is coming and that they will need that as well. We've budgeted about $15,000 for that in the IT budget. This budget does include donations that have been requested from Neighbors Helping Neighbors, Tech Club, Amherst Museum, Amherst Fire Department, and Village Garden Club. Those are all the ones that we've given to in the past. This does not include Second Stage. Second Stage did turn in a request, but I did not put it in the recommended budget because we haven't really, you know, been favoring that too much in the past. But they did turn in a request, so if y'all want to change that, just let me know. They requested $2,000. I know we had a discussion on Neighbors Helping Neighbors last year. I did put their request in the budget. So let me know if you have any questions on that. There will probably need to be the start in future years of a discussion on reinstating real estate tax. So I did put in the slide that if y'all thought about reinstating real estate tax, that one penny equals $19,400, where we stand right now. And if we did just do one penny, a property value of $300,000 would bring in approximately a $30 bill a year. These are just pie charts showing you where a lot of our budget comes from. You can see that our revenues, a lot of our general fund revenues are simply local taxes that include meals and beverage, lodging, and business license. And of course, almost half of our general fund budget goes to police. Water fund. This budget does include a 10% increase in rates. Our rates have not been increased since FY18, and the rates that I have proposed are the recommended rates from FY19 that were never voted on. The 10% increase in water fund will generate approximately $120,000 in extra fees. There has been discussion about the water withdrawal permit and DEQ and where that's going to end up. Even if we reach an agreement, I've been told that we probably need to start looking at other options in the future to include wells or some types of studies. So this budget does include $100,000 for either attorney fees or studies that are associated with the DEQ water withdrawal permits. And even with the increase that I have proposed in this budget, we are still taking $288,000 from reserves. So if you do not agree to the 10% rate increase, then you're looking at almost $400,000 from reserves from the water fund. Sewer fund highlights. Same thing. This is also a 10% increase in rates. Once again, same as water, they have not been increased since FY18. This would generate $95,000 in extra fee revenue. And I'm getting ready to show you where our reserves stand. But because of where our reserves stand, we would have to balance the sewer fund with $219,000 from the general fund. We do not even have enough reserves in the sewer fund to balance the sewer budget. So without that rate increase, you're looking at $319,000 from the general fund.
So Tracy, are your figures including the rate increase?
Yes, my figures include the rate increase. So with the rate increase, you're still having to pull $219,000 from the general fund.
For just water?
This is for sewer. So for sewer, it's $219,000. For water, we have enough in the reserves for water. Okay. But right now, you would pull $288,000 from the water reserves to balance the budget this year. But for sewer, we do not have enough in the sewer reserve to balance the sewer budget. So you would need to be pulled from the general revenue $219,000 to balance the sewer budget.
Should we go up a little bit more on sewer?
If that's something you want to look at. I would like to see where this goes with the meters this year. Because our revenues have been falling, and that was the whole thought in the beginning, was we would wait for a rate increase to see where the meter project went and what our revenues would increase by. But now with the DEQ issues and where our fund balances are falling, it's obvious that the meter project revenue increases are not going to still get us where we need to be. We're still going to have to do the rate increase. So we could possibly do this year, ease people into it, and then do a bigger increase next year, or increase each year as we go, because that was the plan in the beginning. But in 2018, we were already falling above where most of the state was on our fees, so we held back. And we were doing good. But now it's getting the time where we need to look at other routes.
So on your taxes, that including the 1% increase that you put in?
No, that's just to give y'all a suggestion on what 1 cent would give you. My general fund budget does not include a tax, re-implementing the taxes right now. That's just to let y'all know that in the future, this is going to start to need to be a conversation, and that's just to let you know what 1 cent of tax increase would give you. Other funds, we only have the garbage fund. When I show you the reserves, you'll see that the garbage fund reserve is down just a little bit, but the garbage fund is just simple. It's in and out, so I'm not recommending any fund increase in the garbage fees. And the EDA, of course, has more than sufficient revenues for the expenses. Okay, so now I'm going to show you the different, several different ways we're going to look at the reserves to show you where we are. This shows you where the reserves have been over the years. And you can see that they were down at the end of fiscal year 2024. But what I really want to show you is how we've dropped from the end of fiscal year 24 to where we are December, at the end of December. Our general fund still looks good. So according to our fund balance policy and according to the projected budget, we are required to have $467,000 in our general fund. We currently have $2.6 million in our general fund. So we're okay right there. The problem is going to be if you keep on supplementing your utility fund with your general fund. So you also need to keep that in mind. I mean, the general fund may look good right now, but if you keep on supplementing, then that's going to become a problem too. And if you fix your utility funds, then the general fund may not be an issue with your taxes. But then you can see that water, according to our reserve policy, we're supposed to have $757,000 in our reserves, and we currently have 1.3. And then sewer, we're supposed to have $214,000 in our reserve balance. We only have $604,000. That's why I'm saying that our balance and amount has to come from the general fund, because we don't have a sufficient amount according to our reserve policy to pull from the reserves in sewer. So that's why you're going to need to pull from the general fund for sewer. And then garbage, you can see that you're actually down a little bit. You're supposed to have 42, you have 39, but like I said, I'm not really worried about that because that's an even in and out. I want you to see where the money has been going over the years, though, just so that there's no question. Since 2020, we have put out a total of $1.2 million from water reserves in all of the water projects. That's the water treatment plant renovation, the water meter replacement project that's currently still going on, and the Sunset water line replacement that y'all have already approved. That totals $1.2 million for money out of the reserves that have covered the project. Wastewater, we have pulled $667,000 out of reserves since 2020 for the various projects. And as you can see, that includes $387,000 for the slip line project, $220,000 for centrifuge, and $60,000 for the SCADA. This spreadsheet shows you exactly what all was in each bank account at the end of December. It shows you our CDs, our investments, our normal operating account. And it's another way to break down the funds in the bottom. If you look at the bottom, that, you know, it shows you the 2.6 for the reserves in general, the 1.3 for water, the 604 for sewer, the 39 for garbage, and 883 for IDA. And that is what I have presented in a nutshell.
Very nice.
And let's, if you don't mind, let's go back toward the beginning, once I find my piece of paper here, because I wrote a note. All right, let's go back to the general fund highlights, the one with the little picture of the fountain.
1 second, please.
This one.
Oh, okay.
This one. Got it, Mike?
I'm getting it.
Okay. First two. Nothing. I have one question about the police, but I would also like for you to explain the canine first so everybody here knows about it. And if you want to, if y'all would just want to answer my question first,
okay.
It's just out of curiosity. It says purchase of new weapons. What kind of guns are you buying?
The Glock 47.
All right. When did you buy new guns last?
That was on your ship, I believe. I cannot tell you exactly when that was.
Yeah, that's That's
right when I got here. I think that
2018.
Yeah, I'm just asking that question. I'm just curious.
And the issue really is that they cannot get what they have, so that everyone cannot be uniform under what they have.
So they can't get the current model?
They no longer make Gen 4
yeah,
40
caliber. We all have Gen 4 40 caliber, and he can establish about the 40 caliber versus 9 millimeter. Also, technology has changed, and with the retirement of Major Haller and Chief Shiflett, we actually have no firearms in reserve, so if something goes wrong, we are in trouble at that point.
May I ask?
Yes, ma'am.
If something goes wrong, you mean with the...
With a firearm, or if we have to turn it over to another agency or something
like that.
Okay. We don't have any spares.
Right.
Any
spares.
Oh, okay, thank you.
They'd have to carry around a stick.
That won't work.
And this goes back to something we talked about the Planning Commission when we talked about some of the CIP requests and why we do some of the police things all at once. And it is that desire to have every single one of them have the exact same equipment so that it's uniform between officers.
Isn't it crazy how it expires so quickly? Not just this, the guns, right, but the elves, right, all the equipment.
Yeah, it changes.
Tasers, for example.
Okay, well, thank you. I was just curious. That's what I wanted to know. Just now, I know the next question I want is the K-9 program. So if you would please go ahead with that.
So the K-9 program, since its start, was a very good idea. I was behind it from the get-go. Within the past year plus, a little bit, the amount of uses within the town calls, like town cases, creating town cases, is minimal. When we look at a cost-benefit analysis, I feel that $20,000 a year for something that is getting used literally a handful of times, I feel like it's a waste of taxpayer money at this point. I've never been a canine handler, but in the town, I believe it's been probably less than 5 within this year deployments for narcotics, searches, stuff like that.
This year?
Yes, within the past year.
24.
Yes, that's right. So less than 5, and I think a week you should be minimal to be able to have 5 deployments or something like that to make the dog useful. But when you talk about the salary, gas, the vehicle itself, everything from training, food, vet bills, it's an incredible cost that we're not getting nearly enough benefit for. And I feel that I cannot justly sit here and ask y'all to fund something with taxpayer money like that.
Thank you for your honesty, both of you. Thank you.
Mayor?
Yes, you may. I was just thanking them for being honest.
Well, no, not about that. I have a question regarding the police funding in general that's listed here.
Okay.
Just some clarification. So do you want to go through your stuff and then I'll ask you after? I mean, are we just like, is this like a workshop that everybody's...
Yeah, I'm just... Okay, yeah.
You go finish yours, sir.
Well, I finished it. The CAD server, to me, shows obvious why you need.
Right, but we're holding off because supposedly the county's going with a new CAD system. And on their budget year, and that's supposed to come in, I guess, July, and I don't have any details whatsoever on it. All I know is they're holding off on the same thing. We're waiting to see what type of CAD we're going to go through.
Not sure if they've even picked the final, what they're going to go with.
Oh, okay. Janice, if you want to, or anybody else, if you want to go on with the police funding, then we'll move to another section.
Okay. Could Tracy, or if I may ask, if we, to whom this may... I get an answer from. If we to fund the K-9 program, that will save approximately $20,000 a year, mm-hmm. which he just explained, training, food, okay. The purchase of new weapons and ammunition, how much are we looking at?
So from my understanding, that would be 40. So we're up 20. We're up by 20,000.
It wouldn't cost that much,
Tracy. That's incorrect. We're asking for 20 for that.
It'd probably right around 20.
Right.
Oh, I thought we were... Okay, so they're going to even out.
More than like...
So it's more like if the dog fee isn't here, that makes up for the gun fee. It equals that. Okay, so it's not 40, it's 20.
You're looking at approximately $1,000 per officer with the gun, the optic, the holster, for everybody, because you have to have new holsters, because these aren't going to work with the optic.
That also doesn't include trade-in with the actual weapons we have now.
Which would be approximately $250 a piece that we would get back for trade-in.
And we would also trade in the amount of ammunition that we have over there in reserve as well to help replace anything that we have extra in that budget that's not used for this project will be automatically returned. We're not going to try to split that up in anything else.
Okay. We're going to go through this, so I'll wait on the next question. Go ahead. I feel comfortable with that. Thank you.
All right.
It takes me a little bit here.
All right. Tracy, is it okay if we do it like it's by those paint?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sometimes you got to speak up.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I am surprised to see second stage renewal.
Oh, we're not there yet.
Okay.
We're getting ready to go to that one. We were talking about the police right now.
Okay.
Do you have anything for the police?
Nope.
Okay. Mr. Watts?
Yes. What? No.
Yes. What? No.
Police.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Now we're in the donation part. So.
Okay.
Awesome.
Goodbye. Stay safe.
See you. Thank you. Mr. Driscoll, we'll just start it with you.
I think the benefits to the town by second stage are well worth easily $2,000. I think if they do not get it, it's going to severely impact our operation.
Did they get it last year, Chris?
We gave them $1,000 last year in the middle of the budget year, and I can't remember what that was for. It was a request that they had made.
That was a kind of a sponsorship of their anniversary, so we did that kind of as a one-time thing. I also recently sent an email to council asking if council wanted to support a $500 gift in this current budget year out of my contingency fund for the art mobile to come back. So. There has been more support from council in the past for those kind of one-time specialized gifts than there has for a donation in the budget. The staff is happy to do whatever the council's desire is on that.
And looking at my breakdown spreadsheet, I see that I accidentally left out the museum contribution. So they did request $3,000, but that is not in my recommended, which should be.
They requested... So this year?
The museum requested $3,000.
Oh, the museum, okay.
You have anything else, Mr. Driscoll?
No.
Is that your thing?
That's okay.
You get to go last this time.
We're just talking.
Right, but
I mean,
I'm
not giving you my input.
What I'm doing is I'm calling on everybody
no,
giving
I'm,
time
I'm,
to
I'm
talk.
Good.
So
I'm good. I'm good.
Do you have anything, Mr. Driscoll?
Yeah, I do. I'm good with the fire department. I think we ought to lift the restriction on that just makes them do it for capital outlay.
Pardon?
We've had several discussions with the chief.
Would you start over there?
Sure, sure. I'm good with the fire department donation, what they've asked for. I'm comfortable this year if we want to remove the restriction where they have to use it just for capital improvement projects, where they could use it for fuel or whatever.
Right.
I've had a number of conversations with the
chief. What about with the car?
What
do you mean the chief's car? Repair and stuff.
I don't know how you separate that, really.
Well, I think we could, and I'm going to tell you my hang-up. I'm sitting in church one Sunday out front, and I see his son come in and park in a handicap in his fire department vehicle.
Is his son a member of the fire department?
Son doesn't live locally, I don't think.
He is a member of the fire department.
But he is a member, but he shouldn't be driving the chief's vehicle off-duty and parking a handicap spot at the church. Yes.
His levels are.
But see, I think it's that. He drives it to work every day in Lynchburg. He, you know, and just, it's stuff like that. And I think we can just say you can use it for any vehicle transfer, anything except for the chief's vehicle. I think if we stipulated that, it would be done.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I just, when you're driving it to work every day, he drives it to church most Sundays, all that kind of stuff with his family in the car. I think we can, because I've had a couple questions about fire trucks and like oil changes and stuff for the fire trucks, the big rig. And I think we can separate it and do that.
You can, but how do they separate it in their budget?
Well, I'm not worried about their budget.
Well, even this year, they submit a receipt. So, I mean, if I get receipts and they are, you know, showing payment for the cost of the electric or...
That's fine, as long as, I mean, I'm good with the mayor's plan if they're still doing receipts.
As long as the receipts don't include the upkeep of the chief's vehicle.
Right.
May I ask a question? I feel like that's almost tying hands, but I understand the thing. I've heard someone say that, and this is something that maybe you could speak to as well. Although it may not be applicable, what I've heard, because of just what you said about a son driving, if he was off duty, but he's the chief of the fire department. It's important that he go from, I would imagine, and you can speak to this, if he's at work and there's a fire, does he, as the chief, does he have certain requirements that he needs to use that vehicle to get to a site?
He's a city planner.
He's a city planner. He can't just go. He drives it to Lynchburg every day.
He has stated
that is why he drives the vehicle.
Yeah.
It's because that offers him the opportunity to be first response at things when it is possible to do so.
I heard that it is, and for lack of better words, tricked out. You know, it has all the whistles and bells that he would need versus his own car if he left from work. Let's say if he's driving his Toyota or his Chevette and he has a fire and he needs to leave work, which he may have, I don't know the situation, he has to drive that fire. I mean, where is he going to go back to the house to get the fire vehicle to go to this alarm that may be necessary? That's one question. I don't have to have all my answers right now. That was one concern that was brought to me. And then another question, I mean, I heard him speak the other night, which he was well spoken. You know, if he does not want to take that money and have, I mean, can't they switch their budget around? I mean, like, if we're gonna give him $100 and we don't want him to do it, well, it's been budgeted for that, well, can't they rearrange our budgets? Aren't they allowed to rearrange theirs so we can make that payment toward a fire truck?
No. Yeah, anything but.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, why can't they do that on their end?
That's what I just said. Why can't they?
Well, we do if we have to switch.
Right. And just the one other thing, and Chief can speak to it, I can speak to it, Kenneth can speak to it, where he said, you know, if he's on his way home and there's a fire and he's in a personal vehicle, that's the same thing like when I was a road trooper. If I'm going to Madison Heights to eat and there's a wreck and I'm on call, I got to go back home and get my car. I can't drive the car. Same thing with Chief Watts. He's off duty, and I know the distance ain't there, but let's say he's at the food line, or he's at the cemetery, or he's at the far reaches of wherever town is, and he gets a call, you know, he's got to go home, get his car, and come back. He can't, you know, he can't drive his car everywhere he goes like a family vehicle.
So maybe that's why he needs it.
Who?
The fire chief. I mean, who are you referring to?
I'm referring to everybody. Yeah, our chief. See, he can't do that.
Right.
I mean,
I know that. I thought about that as well. I was just trying to... Yeah. I'm just bringing to you what other people have said.
Well, he's going to do what he wants to do.
He's going to do what he wants to do.
And all we can do is not fund the maintenance on that vehicle.
Okay. I mean, whatever. I'm just listening. I have really no strong opinion.
No, he's going to drive it no matter what.
Good.
We're just saying we're not going to fund his maintenance.
I just don't understand why they can't say, well... We will graciously take $100 and we'll do something else with it.
They can
take their own 100 and put it toward.
They can do that.
I mean, I don't understand why they're making it so bad.
Yeah, their concern last year is that we specifically designated our contribution towards only capital projects.
Right.
So it could not cover anything that was operations. They couldn't pay their electric bill with it. They couldn't pay maintenance on trucks with it. They could only purchase major items with it, and because as a volunteer organization they don't always make lots and lots of capital purchases, that just really constrained their ability to handle their funds.
So I
think as long as we included some level of operating funds, I think that would be a significant improvement.
What Mr. Watts mentioned just now, that sounds doable.
Because see, I was even asked about buying, they've blown a tire on a fire truck or something, and so I was asked, would this include replacing the tire that got, you know, the money we did, would it include that?
I don't think so.
Right, well, see, now, if we do it this way, it will, I mean, there's no sweat on that.
That makes sense.
Pays the water bill and the electric bill if they want to, and like I said, if they want to get oil changes and fire trucks, you know, yes.
Okay, that's a good, I think that's a good thought. I look to you, because you're a fireman.
You already had amputees anyway.
I didn't have it under the recommended, I had it under the department request.
On the front, you had it on the one?
On the line by line.
Yeah, we're going, I'm working off of this one right now, so, okay. I know for the tech club, they do us a wonderful solid, they do us great. With Christmas parade and some other things.
Man, I'd like to hear anybody else's thoughts on Mr. Driscoll's thought.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Driscoll, you have a thought on the fire department?
No, I'm not saying that.
Second stage.
Yeah, oh, okay, well, let's ask him, we just got through the fire department.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else on the fire department, anything you'd like?
No.
All right, do you have anything else you'd like to add about your second stage for, what, the last couple of years or so, we've been doing it on a special donation basis when they call and do something?
Well, I think they had been doing 2,000 every year.
We had in the past, but at some point we stopped. It was supposed to have been what council referred to in the beginning as seed money. And a couple of years ago, it was kind of decided that enough was enough, so we stopped the contribution. And then they came to us last year for this $1,000 request in the middle of the year, and that was technically not budgeted to begin with. That was a mid-year request that was approved. But the regular ongoing donation had been cut from the budget several years back.
I'm good with staying with, if they have special requests, considering those at the time. She's right, we did consider it seed money.
Yeah, when it came, it was seed money.
Kept on without it, it no longer became seed money. So I'm good with funding requests as they come in. Ms. Wheaton, how do you feel?
Well, I'll be honest, with all these figures, I'm like, wow, that's a lot of money we're looking at. And then you jump back down to the real estate tax. Oh my gosh, and raising the water bills and the sewage, community's gonna have a cow. I mean,
well, we
and I think we need to, I mean, as y'all know, second stage is wonderful. There's no question, but we need, I have no opinion right now until we get through the whole, we're going to vote on it next year, next month. We'll review it next month with the community.
We vote on it in May.
In May.
Public hearing is in April, but we'll vote on it in May.
I think it's a wonderful organization. I enjoy it. I know people there, but I'm just really concerned about all this money that, and then to follow up with the real estate tax, which, whew.
Now, the real estate tax is not in the
budget. I understand, but if we're having to look at going into the general, I agree that they should have all they want, but on the flip side, as I'm being very cautious right now, so I can't speak to it.
Well, I
really like what you say, but how can we do that with the museum? I mean, give them a big chunk of money and not the, you know, we've done that before.
So the museum is requesting $3,000.
What was our past to them?
Last year was FY24, we gave $3,000. And before last year, it was $2,500. So we actually went up last year to $3,000.
Cut them back
to the
first. Well, I just think we need to be careful. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Cut them back to $2,500.
Well, I mean, that's like we've always done them, I think, forever, right?
Until FY24, we gave them $3,000, but always in the past before that.
Yeah,
it was,
but I mean, we have been donating to the museum forever.
Yeah.
So, okay. I will have to think about it, but that's just sort of.
All right, so we're cutting the museum back to $2,500 iffy right now.
But they're just as important. I mean,
Well, they're county funded, though.
True. That's true. Well, and then you have a former council member used to say that the second stage was funded by, they have grants and federal funding as well. So they're not going without. I mean, but I still see the value in supporting them, but I'll be quiet. So I'm rambling.
There we go. I'll give you that.
Okay.
Well, I'm thinking, I really, believe the second stage will come back sometime during the year with some kind of a one-time request.
Yes. Well, you said you have one.
I have one pending.
We have one pending
right
now.
For the automobile.
Okay.
The automobile, so yeah.
And then the tech club at 2,000, we're good with the tech club at 2,000.
That's what we gave last year, right?
Yes.
And that's, I mean, they do us a great solid, you know, especially with the parade and stuff.
The garden club at 3,000.
Oh, yeah, if we cut
we
them.
Can't, yeah, we can't cut
we,
them.
We would, we might as well all just pack our stuff up and go home
under
witness protection program.
And then Neighbors Helping Neighbors, 2,000.
No. That was last year. Was
that what we gave last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a heated discussion.
I know that.
Because it wasn't so much necessarily the town, it was out way else.
Didn't we ask?
So we did request him to try to have a better breakdown for us. I did receive a letter from him in January that basically states that for privacy concerns to the citizens that use the service, that the best he could do was the zip code breakdown of the 24521 that he gave us last year.
Well, that's what he gives $1,000.
And, you know, he did thank the council for their contributions through the years, but there was no better breakdown that was requested last year.
This 24521
is a big area.
Is a huge area. So,
I would hazard to say that no more than a handful of our residents use it.
I don't know. I can't say.
I can't say.
I don't want to guess. I don't want to speculate. But, I know we discussed this. Mr. Driscoll, do you have a thought on this?
No, I agree. I don't think it's used very much by town residents.
I'd like to cut back to 1,000.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, then again, I don't have a vote. But
is it similar to the Meals on Wheels?
No. Well,
I mean, it provides food. I mean,
well, Meals on Wheels is for older people. These are for
okay.
low income.
Okay.
That can't. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, you're right.
Correct on that. All right, yeah, and that looks like that's our consensus on that, Tracy.
So we're done with this sheet?
Yeah, I believe we're done with that sheet this week.
Unless we want to go up on taxes.
Let's go to the, let's go back towards the front, second page, full budget highlights.
I gotta find that.
It's right, but it's this one, right behind the front page.
I gotta find the front page. I got my stuff right back here. You all gone? I'll get.
All right. The one thing I wanted to discuss, I thought Tracy very eloquently explained it, was the health insurance. We all know health insurance going up, but I know Mr. Watt said that he thought, you know, what we were doing was good. Don't change what's not broken. I think that's pretty much what you said, correct?
I think, like I said, in comparison to what we contribute to other localities and for budget simplicity,
right.
I mean, it's the cost that's going to continue to go up. Like I said, when I first saw the increase, I was expecting to come to y'all and say, like, we're going to have to look at other options, employees contributing to their own cost, but after looking at that, you know, other locality comparison, I think we're doing the best we can for budget simplicity.
Yeah.
And right now, the employees do not?
Employee only does not pay for their insurance at all.
Okay.
And that's a big thing, and I've actually heard it from some other people. I've heard it from some employees long before I was affiliated with the town when I was working and stuff. But that right there was like their, we ain't leaving the town part.
Oh, I'm sure.
And so,
that's why they want to come here.
And I think that's a very valuable. We take care of these guys in the back. They'll take care of us. You know, they make us look good, so we have to help them.
You're not kidding.
Yeah. The next one I'd like to go is the pay increase of 4.8. I think that's fair with the step raise. That's on that same page again.
Yeah, I know. I never got to that page.
Well, Mr. Higginbottom, like, if you want to look at
no,
his
no,
page.
No, I'm not
going after
this.
Okay.
I got the gist of it.
All right. So Tracy, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm trying to do the Reader's Digest version here. The CPI is 2.8, and of course I'm reading it too, that makes it much easier. And with a 2% step for satisfactory, we have discussed that we would like to keep something like that in the past. So I think if we're in a position to offer it, we should offer it. It goes back to the part, if we take care of our employees, they're gonna take care of us. And we can look at the, my mind just went blank. Not Charles, but the one other one just retired.
Annie,
been here 20 years. You've got Gary that's been there a long time.
That would be 32.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure. I knew when your retirement part was. So I mean, like for 32 years, we've got more long-term employees than we do that has employees that comes in for a minute and leaves. And I think that's because we take care of our employees.
I think so. I do have a question on the 2% increase. So I thought we were doing that based on exemplary performance versus just satisfactory.
No, the step has always been based on a satisfactory work performance, because the idea is when you stay here longer, you learn more and more about what it is that we do. So, I mean, if we think about somebody who is in the maintenance department, the longer you're here, the more you know about where the hydrants are and how they work,
right,
and where, you know, the lines are. And it really, the 2% step is acknowledging that people's experience and tenure is meaningful. I know that Mrs. Turner felt really strongly that, because we had this debate previously, and she had felt really strongly that, you know, satisfactory wasn't appropriate for people to get that step increase. But that is what we have been doing in the past. If we wanted to go to a different, more strongly merit-based system where you were going to say that, you know, a smaller percentage of employees would get that higher rate increase, then we would really need some guidance from council.
No, I was just asking the question. I'm not really advocating any kind of change.
Well, you know, I mean, I can only speak to, like, the officers. I say hi to them on the street, and they're, like, so wonderful. And everybody back there, they're always so kind. But it sounds like they're all doing, all the employees are doing, going above and beyond the call of duty. You know, exemplary, it sounds like they're already doing it. You know, you run the show. I mean, if they don't, you take care of it.
We try very hard.
You know what I mean? I say that with respect.
Well, most of them do. Most of them are exemplary.
Yeah. Because if otherwise,
exceeds.
It wouldn't be here.
They exceed, yeah.
Or, you know,
right.
Or exceeds, one or the other. You know, I think I agree wholeheartedly with what, you know, Ms. McGuffin said. You've got institutional knowledge there that you may look like, well, you're just doing the minimum, but you got so much. You're doing it. You're doing your job. You're in there working. If you need to work overtime, you work overtime. You don't punch and go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't replace it overnight.
Yeah. So I think by keeping our employees like this, we have gained some institutional knowledge, like Mr. Williams is passing down, and
right.
You got Buddy there, and you got Becky there, they're passing it around, which is something that I know other localities that get such a shift, they don't have that long time institutional knowledge. So when you got new people coming in, and or new supervisors coming in, they're just from wherever, they're kind of lost, and it sends everybody else out. It seems that we keep a consistent.
Right. I agree. I also agree with Ms. Turner as well. So we'll see. I've always supported our employees because they do a good job. A very good job. Better than satisfactory.
Yes. They do. So. All right. I just want to go through those two sheets because I figured it was easier to go that way. If anybody wants to pull something out special, we'll run this about 15, 20 more minutes. And we'll set it for a public hearing tonight, right? So,
yes.
But if anybody has anything else.
Mr. Higginbottom's not here to speak on his thoughts, but I would like to see us put something into the budget for some improvements at Old Mill Park. We have blown it as far as the other park went. We blew it. The public says we blew it. They showed it at polls. And I think we have a duty to, you know, give them something to do.
And it's used every day.
It is used
every
day.
It's used every day. There's nothing right by there. There's not a bunch of parents with the kids there. I know you guys see it when you have to go down that way. There's normally at least one group of people there during the day. I see it during the day when I drive by.
But I don't know that we're going to solve that here. I mean, I know where Ms. Wheaton stands. Mr. Higginbottom, I know where he stands. I don't know where Mr. Martin stands. I don't know where Mr. Driscoll stands.
Well, I say this respectfully. I don't think we blew our opportunity with the park.
I do. We'll just have to disagree.
Yeah. We agree to disagree, but we were not allowed to do due diligence, and that not being able to happen, I feel like.
And the county did exactly what I thought they did.
Well, and we'll see if they develop it. And that'll be great.
No, they're not developing.
Well, of course, because they can't. Anyway, love you, but okay. So on to the next thing. Back. What type of things did you want to do down there?
Well, one thing I want to see. We've got a swing down there. We've got a few little different things down there. I'd like a couple of reels for people to reel that on, and I would like to see a pavilion on that hill.
On the top of the hill, where
nothing will ever flood there.
Nothing. I mean.
It would be people can have family gatherings there, they can picnic, they can go.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind, can we back up just a little
sure.
bit? You have on your agenda tonight a representative from the James River Association coming to speak to you about a proposal to do a stream bank project, a planting project. I had a few weeks previous, and this James River Association thing came out of nowhere. This, I heard nothing about this till the last week of February, and got a voicemail while I was out on vacation, came back and found out they wanted to do this project. And they'd like to do planting in April, so like they're ready to get going and plant.
And they'll explain to us about the plants.
Yeah, their project, and I never got a planting diagram from them, so I don't have that to offer. But essentially, it would be almost like the beginning of a forested buffer along the creek. So it would go 25 to 35 feet up on each side of the creek, and they would plant significant numbers of trees to create truly, you know, almost a forestry environment. The town's obligation would be to keep those for 15 years. Because I had a conversation with a couple of citizens, and it was a really funny conversation because these are both just two citizens who are strongly opinionated on things, and one of them is Philip Komorowski, and one of them is Rick Vilrock, and they came to see me about the park. And Mr. Komorowski made the comment that when the decision was first made to purchase Old Mill Park and do work down there, that he thought it was the most ridiculous thing ever, but that he has become a person who has seen the activity down there. And, you know, he asked, like, specifically about the big red chair. He's like, that thing's genius. It's genius. And I'm like, that was the mayor's boondoggle project that we got an Eagle Scout to do.
No, it was
the mayor's. We had an Eagle Scout, what can I do? And I'm like, the mayor wants a big red chair. And this Eagle Scout made it happen. And I was with Mr. Komorowski. I thought, this is insane. And everybody loves the dead one thing. He was right.
It's a photo thing, man.
I mean, I can admit when I'm wrong. But the interesting thing was, is they both really came with this. We have something that really is organically growing in use. And they agreed that they didn't want to see some giant, you know, recognizing the environmental sensitivity, they were not interested in seeing the town put piles and piles of money into it, but they're like, we could be doing more, and we could be doing things to address erosion, and we could do things with the bridge that's there. So Mr. Komorowski's actually been working with people to figure out how to do like a covered bridge structure there to give you a shady place to sit. My suggestion, I'm concerned based on, and I asked them because these are the two citizens who have come to me and said, I'd like to see us do something with it and I want it to be organic based on the citizenry. And I asked them about this James River Association project And they both were very concerned that there had been no citizen input on this, that this was a project that came out of the blue and nobody's had a conversation about it. And so one of the things that this really brings up to me is you may have sufficient interest in this property now that we could have a citizen group that starts to work on the question of, okay, how do we start to stabilize these stream banks? Where could we plant cattails or milkweed? You know, where could, just like the, you know, the swings that came because the Pope children came and said, we want swings.
And so, the library box.
And the little library box, which was built by a citizen. So I think, you know, I think part of what I am hearing back from citizens in regard to this is, let's actually do a citizen effort. Let's put something out on Facebook. Let's put something out on the town website. Let's have a meeting. Are you interested in participating in public works projects at the park? And start to work on the expertise that we have here in town and start there and see what we have citizens
support. Well, that sounds like a good idea.
So I think that's where I would really like to have it come organically from the citizens and see where we are.
I'm fine with that.
And the gentleman from James River Association is coming tonight. You know, I want y'all to hear his thoughts and his proposal. But my concern really is that we haven't talked about it with our citizens at all. There's been no conversation.
So we approved that. We could approve that tonight. But if we approve it, the citizens haven't had any input on it. So we are not going to have time to get them input.
I feel like the thing is if they want to do a project like this in the town, we need to be able to have a structured process as opposed to making a decision very last minute. And my concern specifically about what they gave us, it looks like this is a project that would really, the trees would create a barrier to the stream. It isn't going to be that you're going to be able to get to portions of it. There would be a barrier.
I see kids fishing there. I mean,
so you're talking about blocking the stream off from access?
There would be a buffer on each side of the stream.
And you said 35 feet. No way. That takes up a bunch of playground.
Plus the water, the creek, remember when y'all first built it, it was like this, and now it's like this. It's going to be, that's where you're going to have your water resource. It's becoming a pond down there because it's gravel. I mean, it's just churning off. It's just, anything you put down there is going to, we see what it's doing. I don't tell anyone.
I think blocking off the stream is a bad idea. I mean, you're putting a buffer there when you can't get to it.
It's not a stream anymore. I think it's becoming, it's very wide.
Well, yeah, down in that corner, it's got really wide.
But then again, the citizens, if we do the citizen.
And they want it.
Well, they can figure out ways to stabilize this bank.
Yeah, we've got some people who can do that.
Oh, we got people to figure out how to do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I agree with that. I mean, I think that is a smart all way around.
Set it up for the public?
Set it up for the public. I really do. I think and that's a smart move to get, because the public wants to be more involved now. And we'll see what.
Then we find out what they really want.
Yeah, we find out whether it's all just talking or whether they're going to come in and do their thing.
So, do you
want to
put X amount of dollars in the budget now just for preparing for it or come back to you next year with a request for money?
I vote no on that. No funds at all.
Oh.
Well, which I'll be out there.
We can't vote. We can't.
I know. I'm just saying. That's. I'm just telling y'all right off the bat.
What do you think, Max? What do you think?
For that part, I okay. One thing I think the trees should be planted along the property line along the highway to cut down the road noise.
Well, yeah, there's a bunch of pines there now, and that doesn't cut down a lot. But, we can always strike it.
What do you mean?
If we put money in the CIP.
If you put money in there, we don't have to use it if the citizens don't come up with it.
Right, because we've done that before. We put money in the CIP and
not used it,
and then so it's just.
But it's there if you need it.
It's there if you need it. Because it used to be what? 40,000?
A couple of years ago, we had 60,000.
That, well, I thought I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
I think starting off at that much is a little bit much.
I bet 30. Well, 20. 20 would be able to pavilion.
20 would be able.
If everybody wants a pavilion.
They might need if they want some.
Yeah, if they want some. But we might get some sweat after we out of this too, which would be fantastic.
We'll be discussing this tonight with this to go along with this Blue Ridge, I mean this other.
Well, I don't think we're going to get into the budget part. I really just want to see.
No, sorry, I didn't mean to. Not the budget, but the ideas that we would offer the community.
No, this is just about planting those trees tonight.
But you're not going to bring up.
No.
Well, I do have pictures and videos of why I don't want to do anything down there. And I will make that public.
Yeah, I know.
And
one of them was. I remember you sent out one.
I don't think I did the right.
Yeah, but you had sent out one.
Yeah,
and that was the same time we had all that rain. I had water standing that deep in my backyard, which I never had in my whole life.
I've been doing this for the past several years, and so It's not just a one-time.
Yeah, but I know the first ones I got was when I had all that water in my backyard.
I'm just going to show the community.
Okay,
it's up to them to, if I vote no, I'll have a reason why and I can express my concerns. And then it's not, I only have one vote.
Right.
But I will have my videos. I have a few pictures for tonight.
What about,
what for tonight? I mean,
if we were going to discuss. I wasn't sure.
Oh, no.
If they want to know why I'm not in favor of what they're going to do, I want to explain to them why.
Well, they're just plant trees.
I'll explain why I don't want
to. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If we get to that point. Yeah.
Okay. So where have we going putting this out to the public?
You're looking for my left.
I think tonight if council is not supportive of doing the James River Association project with that number of trees, my suggestion would be that a council member offer as an alternative that we do a citizen outreach project to talk about it and just task staff with doing it.
Yeah, because will we vote on his tonight?
I will ask you to,
okay.
And even if you don't vote, I will ask you to give me some kind of direction.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. And if, let's say if we vote on it, right after we vote on it, if somebody wants to say, well, let's do the citizen thing and see what they want, I guess we can come right up with the
document. Well, yeah, we've got two people that haven't heard the discussions around the table tonight, so far.
Yeah.
And they're going to be here, I assume, right?
Well.
For the rest of the meeting?
We don't know.
Okay.
But I mean, still, we're just talking about getting the citizens in. I mean.
Right, I know.
And so.
Well, I'm talking about the trees, because they've not heard. What just threw me for the loop was that they're talking about just doing a buffer.
Right.
And totally blocking off that creek.
Well,
way down there, it's not blocking the creek. I thought the same thing, but it's scattered around.
What?
It's going to be a mess. They have little red flags down at the park showing where I guess they want to put trees.
Mm.
And it's not, when I was hearing about, and I think I told you guys in one meeting, when I was living in Nelson, we had a stewardship forest, and it was to plant for wildlife. And we also had Hat Creek. And I think the highway, speaking of the trees and the buffer, now this is probably almost 30 years ago, they would donate these little pine trees, I think it was Virginia pine. And you could go around and plant them. So maybe that would be an item that we could do if you want to do it. I don't know if there's a cost associated, but we put them in ourselves. But I don't know the details. So that may give you that buffer area if you're interested. We also took and planted, if this was the creek, Hat Creek, we planted so you couldn't walk to the creek. You know what I mean? Go through it without going through the pines. And when I was hearing this was going to be done, I was concerned because I think at one time you were fly fishing with
kids. Yeah, and kids are down there all the time.
Sure,
fishing.
And I know my sister, for one, takes her dog down there, and others, they walk their dogs. And I was concerned how they would get to that creek once it develops. And then if you have underbrush. So when I went down there to look, thinking that's what it was, which that's going to cost people, that's a huge expense to build up a creek like that, because you're going to have to bring topsoil in and all this other stuff. But when I saw it, you had a spread. I mean, you could easily, I thought, go to it
But there are trees scattered here, 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 here. I mean, the flags. Now, I don't know if one flag means one tree or if it's a grouping, but it's not right at the creek, but it's, but the way that creek started out down on that property was like this. Now it's expanding. So that was just my observation. I don't know what they're gonna. Does that sound like that? Right?
Well, hopefully they'll explain. You should ask that question.
Yeah.
Right. When they explained it to me, and again, it's not all clear, but when they explained it to me, the flags were actually marking the buffer, the individual tree location.
Oh, so it's a buffer.
Yeah, that's what it is. 35 feet on each side.
Oh, I thought you, wait a minute. Oh, wait, they want to plant from those red flags to the creek?
They want to block it so that kids can access the fish.
Yeah, they can't do anything.
No, I don't think that, well, the stuff is going to wash away anyway, but that would defeat the purpose of using the water for the fishing. It would be more of a... Oh, I was thinking they were just doing individual
I don't think so.
Buffer.
Yeah,
35
feet. She said y'all said it three times and it just went right on my head. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, right. Wow.
Oh, yes, hold on. The man's waving his arm. Yes, sir.
Quick subject. Expand your mind on this. Park number 3. The Presbyterian Church has built their fellowship hall. They have it's there. Looks like they're going to stay there. Their land up there, across from the Methodist Church, is still there, and it's still the only thing it's being used for is to be mowed.
That's right. And I talked to Grant Massey about that two years ago, and I never could get an answer from him whether they'd sell it or not.
Well, could we consider doing something else? Buying it, the property, but also if they aren't going to do with it, leasing it and just putting in simple things there that we could use, the town could use any time. Right now, nobody uses it for anything.
No, we used to use the pavilion. We used to have a town picnic.
We used it a couple times, yeah.
What about the Presbyterian Church itself? Wasn't there a property behind there where they were going to take down the house?
Yeah.
That someone mentioned?
And that's another thing.
That's a county, isn't that the county property?
I think so.
Yeah, they haven't decided yet.
We could work a three-way deal with the county.
People have been
tear that down. If they need a place to have outdoor activities. It's a lot smaller.
It's not going to be very big because the lot is much bigger than the house.
Small lot.
Someone said they could put, a constituent said it'd be neat that you could put picnic tables out for the people in the area to go to lunch that are, a small little pavilion area where you could have filter over there.
With some minor things onto leased property. We could have a third park, a park on the north side of town.
I think that's a great idea, but I have worked with them, and Grant tells me it's not all of the church. They're divided up. The older folks of the church don't want to sell it.
Right. That's what I heard.
So they decided they're going to have a garden down there. Well, that didn't work.
Right. That was the last time we were talking.
Well, no, we're going to have a garden out of it, so that didn't work.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you want to take a shot in the dark at Grant Massey. He's the one to contact.
Okay, I will. You can give me a number.
May have, but I will. I'll look it up in a minute.
Yeah, so I actually went and talked to the church session several years ago and was not successful. The experience I had mirrors that same. You've got older people in the church who are not ready to make a decision.
So we're good with where we're at with the minor changes?
Yeah, I think so. And we'll all discuss it in depth.
Can I broach the subject of leasing the land?
Do whatever you want. I mean, you're not making a deal, but you bring up a possibility.
We've got the park in the CIP, so there's some money there.
It's still in the comprehensive plan.
Yeah.
Excuse me, how much did you say you want to put for the park and the CIP this going?
20.
20. And that's if you use it, you do. If you don't, you don't. It's just one of those.
It rolls over. It rolls over.
It rolls over and doesn't get used.
Yeah, it's like it did last time.
Yeah, it's like it did.
Last year, the year before.
Year four last was 60, and I think,
didn't use it.
Yeah, there was a couple years we had 60. Okay, with all that, I'm going to call us in recess until 7 o'clock.
All right.
6 o'clock.
6:30.